A cold front is crossing the Northeast this afternoon and tonight, bringing the first installment of cold. And by later tomorrow and tomorrow night, another cold front will cross, allowing for a bitter blast of cold as we head into the weekend. It's already much colder today than yesterday. Daytime highs are running mainly in the teens and 20s, and the wind is making it feel quite a bit colder as it is on the gusty side this afternoon. Additionally, we have a few snow showers and flurries flying from time to time, and we still have some heavier snow showers and squalls to the west, where lake effect snow advisories and warnings are in effect through this evening into early tomorrow morning. As we go through the night, we'll see a few snow showers from time to time, and still a few heavier squalls in our far western areas closer to the lakes. Otherwise, we'll see a clearing trend through the night. Temperatures will be cold, dropping into the single digits and teens, and our wind chill values are going to be mainly in the single digits and teens below zero through the night. Temperatures tomorrow will climb up into the 20s, with a gusty breeze making it feel a few degrees cooler. An approaching cold front will increase the clouds through the day, and as the front moves through late tomorrow and tomorrow night, we do have the potential for snow showers and a heavier snow squall. And some of these squalls can be quite intense, reducing visibility quickly and also dropping a quick accumulation of snow. So that's something to keep in mind if you have plans late tomorrow and tomorrow night. And following that front, we will unleash the coldest air of the season so far. On Saturday, temperatures will only be in the single digits and teens. A few spots in the Adirondacks stay below zero through the day, and our wind chills will be below zero with a gusty wind at times over 35 miles per hour. The core of the cold is overhead Saturday night, with temperatures dropping into the single digits and teens below zero. Some of the Adirondacks will drop below 20 below zero. And by Sunday, the cold remains, but it will be less windy than Saturday, so a little bit less harsh on Sunday, but we're still targeting highs only in the single digits and teens across New York and western New England. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and very cold, low in the single digits above and below zero, wind chill in the single digits and teens below zero, and tomorrow becoming cloudy with a chance of snow showers and a heavier squall, breezy, high 18 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers and lake effect squalls, breezy and very cold, low in the single digits above and below zero, wind chill in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with a chance of snow showers and a heavier squall, breezy, high 18 to 24. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and very cold, low in the single digits, wind chill 5 below zero to 5 above zero. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late snow shower or squall, breezy, high in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a flurry, breezy and very cold, low in the single digits, wind chill in the single digits below zero. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late snow shower or squall, breezy, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, windy and much colder, with highs in the single digits and teens. Sunday, mostly sunny, very cold, but less windy, with highs in the single digits and lower teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.